Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's date, March 6th, episode 129. And let's get started with our tip-off topics with another injury to the Mavs. And now it's Kyrie. Kyrie Irving is out for the rest of the season after tearing his ACL a couple of nights ago. And you have to really feel bad for Dallas. I would say the fans, you know, you could say what you want about Nico Harrison and betting on the wrong horse. He did. You know, he picked Luka over Kyrie. But Kyrie's no slouch. So Kyrie Irving, that this year was having a fantastic statistical year. 24.7 points, 47% from the floor, 40% from three, 92% from the line, 4.8 rebounds, 4.6 assists. And he was playing at a level of basketball that was really unbelievable. If you look at before he got injured, 4 of the last 5 games, not counting the game he got hurt, Kyrie got you at least 25. 3 of them, he got you over 30. So Kyrie was doing his part, scoring 27.8 points per game in the month of February, elevating his game after Luka got traded. AD came for one game and got hurt. Lively gets hurt. Gafford gets hurt. Washington gets hurt. Quentin Grimes does some stuff. They trade him for Martin. He gets hurt. So Kyrie was hooping. You have to feel bad for this guy because I felt like Kyrie was just starting to hoop. And when Kyrie hoops, I'm going to say this, he's the best one-on-one player in the league. He's virtually unstoppable. We feel bad for guys like Kyrie getting hurt. Forget the hate. Hopefully the Dallas fans aren't showing any hate towards Kyrie because Kyrie did none of this. Kyrie was doing his job. The problem is everyone else got hurt and Nico Harrison didn't do his. Let's see how long he lasts. Speaking of Kyrie and Luka, LeBron James, LBJ 50K, as LeBron James eclipses 50,000 career points. Folks, this is playoffs and regular season. So now everybody's talking about, is he the GOAT? Folks, I am 48 years old. You know where I'm going. No. He's the greatest statistical player because of his stats, but he's not the greatest of all time. It's Jordan. You want proof? Listen to this. Points per game, Jordan more than LeBron. 30.1 to 27. This is the regular season. LeBron's got him in steals, in rebounds and assists by a total of 3. More steals, Jordan. More blocks, Jordan. less turnovers, Jordan, and more minutes per played. LeBron's got the advantage from the field goal and the three-point line. Obviously, different kind of game, particularly with the way it's way more physical back then. Jordan, a better free throw shooter. But here's the thing you have to realize. If you just go by regular season, LeBron's got 41,871 points. Jordan's got 32,292. And 500 less games for Jordan. Think about that, folks. Player efficiency rating, Jordan's ahead. Values above replacement, LeBron leads. Box plus minus, Jordan. Win shares, LeBron. True shooting percentage, LeBron, right? Different area. Usage rate, Jordan. But when you start to really think about it with the playoffs, where Jordan's got six rings versus four LeBron, never lost. Jordan outscores him. LeBron leads in obviously the other categories, right? But Jordan shoots the same from three, and obviously we know we do from the three-point line. Jordan is the greatest player in the history of this game because I really believe if Michael Jordan would have played in this era, he would have adapted to the three-point line. And the way defenses are and the lane opens up, you can't foul. I'll say this right now. Michael Jordan in his heyday would score 40 points a game. Could you imagine LeBron driving the lane and getting hit by Bill Laimbeer or Rick Mahorn or Dennis Rodman or Xavier McDaniel or Charles Oakley or Horace Grant or any of these guys, John Sally, Karl Malone? They would put him on his you-know-what. I love LeBron. I think he's the best statistical player of all time. Statistical. Best player of all time, Jordan. And if you want to go defense, don't even get me started. Let's move on to the college game where John Lucas was named head coach officially at the U. And this is a home run hire. Why? John Lucas is one of the best recruiters in the country. Help get Cooper Flagg. Who do you think got the Boozer twins there to go into Duke next year? That's John Lucas, who's got a reputation as being an elite recruiter. Here's the thing. If Miami gets him the NIL money he needs and he surrounds his staff, he is going to be dynamite. He's really, really good with guards. Ask the Duke players about it, and they'll tell you that his guard play has been fantastic. John Lucas, and here's the crazy thing, folks. He's leaving North Carolina, Duke, after Saturday. That's a big problem with Duke, folks. That's why I now don't think they're going to win a national championship. You take the top lieutenant, top assistant, you take him away from John Shire. Yes, other guys like Chris Carwell, who was rumored to maybe go to Florida State. This changes how everything does at Duke. I'm starting to put my brakes on him a little bit. Stay in the college game. Kyle Neptune, Lord have mercy, this guy's in trouble. I mean, I love Kyle Neptune. Y'all know how I feel about Villanova. Look at my big man, Eric Dixon. Player should be the player of the year in the Big East. Should be a first-team All-American. Lead the nation in scoring. They blow games. Like, people change their underwear. See, I couldn't even get it out. I'm so damn mad at Villanova. Simply put, Villanova's going to probably be the sixth seed in the Big East tournament. They're going to have to play the 11th seed, looks like, on Wednesday. If Kyle Neptune's team loses a 6-11 game, I think they fire him. Name to watch out for, Ryan Odom, who is the head coach at VCU. Let's head to the women's game where Flauje Johnson is out with an injury. They're shutting her down for the SEC tournament, according to Coach Kim Mulkey. And if you look at the odds for LSU, they plummeted. This is an LSU team. It's a top 10 team in the country. They have Anissa Morrow, who is the SEC player of the year, but Flauje Johnson is the engine of that team. If Flauje Johnson is not healthy, I don't expect LSU to make a run. And speaking of run, let me go back for a second. Really quick, for all you LeBron people, yeah, LeBron's better. How many Defensive Player of the Year awards did he win? How many times did he lead the league in steals? Was he ever considered the best defensive player in the NBA? No. So if you even think they're close offensively, Jordan crushes him defensively. Coming up next, after this commercial break, we'll get into our war tour. We'll look at odds to be the overall number one seed. Is this right about how big of an odd of Auburn. We'll take a look at it because I don't know if I agree with this. We'll look at the national championship odds for women's basketball with UConn and South Carolina being the top. Is there a team that we need to be looking at? We'll head to the NBA and talk about a team in Orlando Magic. Do we think that they make the playoffs or not? And then we look at who wins the Southwest Division between the Houston Rockets and the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll be back with our award tour after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 129. And let's get into our award tour where we break down the future odds in the NBA and college. And we're going to go all over the map here. Let's start in college because when I saw this, it kind of floored me. Odds to be the overall number one seed, the Auburn Tigers are minus 3,500. Duke is at 11-1. Houston is at 60-1. So it got me thinking, right? Like, obviously you're not going to bet Auburn, right? The question that you have to ask yourself is, do you think you can bet Duke? Because at 11-1, folks, it's a crazy, crazy number. Now, the reason why they're way ahead of them is because Auburn is 15-3 in quad one games. They are a total of 21-3 in regards to quad one, quad two. Duke is 11-3. So it's easy for us to say, well, Auburn's had the tougher schedule. It's got to be Auburn. But what happens if we look at it differently? I know they played at Cameron. Duke has the head-to-head win. Look at the fact that Auburn gets tripped up last night and loses, you know, a tough game. I don't think it's last night. Maybe two nights ago, I should say. I think they lost to Texas A&M, which they did. So why I'm saying this is if you look at Auburn's schedule, they still got to play Alabama Saturday in the SEC tournament. What happens if they lose to Alabama and then drop a semifinal game in the SEC tournament? And Duke has to go to Carolina. And they're going to play in a tournament that is not as hard. I think this is a value play at 11-1 because if Duke wins out and Auburn loses two more times, Duke's going to get the overall number one seed. They will have the better record. They'll have the head-to-head win. I know it's at Cameron. And they would have played much better basketball down the stretch. Because Duke isn't beating teams. Duke is annihilating them. Let's move on to the women's side, where about a month ago, I came on here, a couple weeks ago. I mean, I should say probably all year, if Matt would say I said different. I think I've been telling people all year that UConn was going to win a national championship. But after that slip-up with South Carolina, and it's not slip-up, the blowout, UConn became the co-favorite to win the national championship at plus 330. UCLA 4-1, Texas 5-1, Notre Dame 5-1, USC 8-1. Lines have moved. UConn is 3-1, South Carolina plus 330, Texas 4.5-1. The big jump is USC at 5.5. Why? They beat UCLA twice. UCLA 6-1, Notre Dame 6-1, NC State, shout out to my girl Zoe Brooks, jersey in the building, ACC, most improved player. We talked about Flaje Johnson. 50-1. And then there's my team. There's my team. TCU, 80-1. By the way, I don't care what anybody says. Mark Campbell, National Coach of the Year. Yeah, I said it has nothing to do with how I know the guy, and it has to do with the job he's done. But the national championship, sticking with UConn. Because of the way AZ Fudd's been playing, the way that Sarah Strong and Paige has been that inside-out duo, the way that the transfer's been playing, I like UConn because I feel like this is going to be it. I think this is the swan song for Geno. I think it's set up. Winning national championship, Paige goes number one in the draft, and Geno retires. I like UConn, 3-1. Let's get to the NBA playoffs here with a team now with Jalen Suggs out for the year. Orlando is still minus 205 to make the playoffs, plus 164 to miss it. The only reason why, is Philadelphia's got the injuries and no one's taking Atlanta or Chicago seriously in that 9-10 slot. But Orlando's tied with Atlanta and they could get to 9, which means they would have to win 2 games, including either Atlanta or Miami, to make the playoffs. I love what Jamal Mosley has done, but it's been too much to overcome. Losing Franz Wagner, losing Bancaro, getting him back, losing Mo Wagner for the year, a great sixth man, and now losing Jalen Suggs. I don't even know if they're going to be healthy by the time they get to the finish line. Plus 164, Orlando misses out in the playoffs, and it pains me to say it because I think Jamal Mosley has done one hell of a job. Let's head to the Southwest Division, where I am sticking with this. I think Houston's going to steal this division. And you're looking at me and you're saying, Coach, how are you saying this with Houston one game behind Memphis? It's very simple. If you look at the schedule, Houston's got the 8th easiest schedule the rest of the way, right? Memphis has the 11th toughest. If you even look at the teams that they have to play, Oklahoma City may not be playing for anything by then. Lakers 2 versus Denver, and then you got 1 versus some other teams. But 2 versus Jazz, 2 versus the Pelicans, Sixers, Bulls, Hawks, 2 versus Orlando is sliding. I think Houston plus money will go out there and steal the Southwest Division over Memphis. After commercial break, we'll end today's podcast talking about a scouting report, previewing a big game in the Big Ten between Purdue and Illinois. We'll take a look at the Battle of Tobacco Road, Duke, Carolina. Can Carolina make this even a bowl game? Auburn, Alabama, round 2 in the SEC. And then we'll get into some games, including St. John's and Marquette. We'll be back with the scouting report after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. It's time to get into our scouting report. We're going to focus our scouting report on college basketball. Do know we do have the Betting Above the Rim college basketball today with Joe Lisi and obviously Kevin Wallace that I do the show with. I'm not on this weekend because I got to take the kids to Great Wolf Lodge in Pennsylvania. So I figured I would give my picks for games for this weekend. And let's lead off with Friday night's big matchup between Purdue and Illinois. And when you think about this Purdue team, a team that had lost 3 games in a row, got themselves right, including a big 171 win over Rutgers, versus a team in Illinois that after getting absolutely losing 3 games in a row by 14 at home to Michigan State, by 21 at Wisconsin, and then getting absolutely boat raced by Duke, turned around and won 2 games in a row by 20 plus. So where am I going? I'm going to go with the Illinois Fighting Illini in this big matchup. I think they need to start to play better. And if you look at a team like Purdue, they have lost their last 3 road games in league. That was at Michigan by 2, at Michigan State by 9, and then obviously that loss by 15 at Indiana. You look at some of the other road games they've had. Iowa, they're not good. Good win at Oregon, I guess I would say. I'm not going to count Washington. Rutgers has been the biggest, one of the biggest flops in the country this year. But they also have lost at Penn State by 11. They lost to Marquette by almost 20. So to me, I'm going with the Fighting Illini. Give me Brad Underwood's team to get the win. I suspect this line is going to be razor thin. And do know that obviously with all games, I will have scouting reports, even from the pool at Great Wolf Lodge. Moving on to Saturday. See, we know what time it is. 6:30, first Saturday of March. It's Duke, Carolina. And folks, did you see what Duke did to them last time? But this Carolina team, folks, has been playing really well. They're starting to play themselves into possibly a tournament bid. Right, you look at the fact that they've won 6 games in a row. Every game that they've played, they have scored 81 points or more. So they're going against a Duke team that they lost 87-70. Folks, I want to see where they hang this number at in regards to UNC points scored. If it is at 75, take under. Duke is really good at playing tempo and really good at playing slow basketball. And if you take a look at Duke's scores as of late, they have not given up 75 points since Clemson. And before that, Notre Dame. 2 games this calendar year, they've given up 75 points or more. Let's see where they hang that number at. Be on looking for that scouting report, because I think if they hang that high, I'm going to go UNC point total under. Alabama, Auburn. Folks, it's crazy to say this. I think both teams need this game. I look at this matchup with Alabama losing at home last game to Florida last night. And then you take a look, obviously, at Auburn going on the road, losing to Buzz Williams, which is nothing to be ashamed about, because if you really think about it, folks, they kind of – Buzz's team needed a win, right? They lost 4 games in a row. So when you look at it, battle of pace, right? Auburn will walk it up. Alabama runs it up. Last time they played, 94-85. Look to that over. They're probably hanging at about 160. I take over in Alabama-Auburn because I don't think Alabama will try and slow this game down. Sneaking a game in the Big East, Marquette, St. John's. What does Rick Pitino do? Doesn't need the game, but he needs the game for seeding for the NCAA tournament. I was talking to Matt about this. I think St. John's can play themselves into a 1 seed, not a 1 seed, a 2 seed. They need this game. Marquette coming off a loss at UConn by 6. Give me the Red Storm, probably plus the points. I think it's going to be a close one, but I like St. John's to win it out, particularly in a defensive end. If not, maybe look at the under in the game, because I think St. John's will try to keep Marquette in the 60s. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast for March 6th. For all things sports gambling, and I mean all things sports gambling, download that SportsGrid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. Next week, we'll record on Monday. We'll get you ready for conference tournaments. We may look at coaches that are in trouble. And, of course, we will hit the NBA. For my producer, Matty George, Vinny does a great job with the graphics. Thanks for listening, folks. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid tonight.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.